Welcome to Destinations from Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Thanks for connecting with us for our series of episodes that will take us to Louisville and the Mid-America Trucking Show. We'll be revisiting the coverage and interviews shared by Dave Nemo Weekends while the Radio Nemo team was in Louisville, March 21st through March 23rd. Dave Nemo Weekends can be heard on Saturdays and Sundays from 7 a.m. to 11 Eastern Time on SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio Channel 146. Now let's hand it off to the Radio Nemo team featuring Dave Nemo, Lindsay Lawler, and Jimmy Mack.
And now for the other half of the story.
Welcome back to the other side.
Yes, indeed. Lindsay Lawler here, and this is Dave Nemo, and we're here at Mats 2024. Yeah. And we're talking to the other half of the Jones team out there on the road. Gina Jones is with us. No stranger to Radio Nemo, though, because a couple of years ago at the Truck Driving Championships, the Nationals, you were working. And you know, we make a point, they have so many drivers that qualify and then come in from all 50 states to be part of it. But then there's about maybe four times as many or even more people working behind the scenes to make it all happen. And you were one of those people. Give us a little bit of the background there. And then we're going to talk about the Citizen Driver Award.
Yes, I was working at Nationals. It was my first event, one of my first events with America's Road Team Captains with the ATA. What a great experience I had. Not being in the scenes of being one of the drivers, but on the outside, which I loved watching our drivers, ATA, the America's Road Team Captain drivers, and then being able to talk about it and my life as a truck driver over the road.
What was your job? Were you the person who put the cones out and everything?
We were doing Sammy. I was one of them in the Sammy mascot.
Oh my gosh.
And it was so much fun.
What time of year?
Well, no matter what time of year it is, it's hot inside.
So
you're more prepared with fans inside. But you know what? You can have so much fun. We're entertaining, getting the audience to enjoy us being out there and presenting safety on the road.
Bringing joy.
Presenting Gina, Safety Sammy Jones.
Safety Sammy Jones. So here's what I find really cool. I feel like years ago, it wasn't as normal to see a female driver. Or you'd come to one of these shows and a female driver would walk by, or you'd see one drive by on the road and it'd kind of be like, whoa, what was that? It's obviously become more and more normal. But you raised your children, you worked in retail, then you turned 50, and your husband had to do a little convincing to get you on the road. But did you have a moment where you're like, what do I want to do now?
It was a lot of convincing. Because I was standing on my feet 8.5 hours a day, 9 hours a day. And this second career, truck driving, being over the road, I would be sitting a lot. And the weight gain, that was like my biggest fear, is the weight gain and what I can do. But you know what? I had to make some goals. My goals was I wanted to be a 1 million accident free driver, which I became in 8.5 years. And then I wanted to be a mentor to female drivers, or bring more female drivers in the trucking industry. Those were my goals. I was in management. I wanted to kind of keep my goals in line to make my job exciting and bring more truck drivers into the trucking industry as well.
So you became not just a driver, but really an ambassador for the industry in its own right.
Yes, Warner went through the process of being a road team captain for Warner Enterprises. Steve, my husband, as well, we teamed into it together. And then when I got nominated from Warner to do the selections for America's Road Team Captain, which is the elites of all the drivers out there. And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't been in the industry that long, but I have achieved so much. And that to me was like the highest level I could go. I felt I could go, but you can advance so fast if you have a mindset, you love what you do, and you spread the word.
So let's fast forward now to where we are today and why we're sitting right here at Mid-America in Louisville, and that is you and Steve are a part of the cadre of citizen drivers going back since 2014. Thank you very much.
10 years.
Should remember that. And as you notice, it was over 140 people nominated. They broke that down to like 9 semifinalists.
Yes.
And then essentially, we'll say there were 2 winners because you guys are together in the one truck, and that's kind of weird. I can't figure out how to
team
make
drivers.
That math work. Yeah. So it really narrows down, and then it narrows down some more. So I think it really makes it even more significant in terms of how picky everybody is about who is a citizen driver or who is not.
Last year, I was a finalist, the standing single female, standing alone. This year, our company nominated Steve and I as a team drivers together, and it only had to be because we work together, we go home together. It had to be as a team to make the TA Driver Citizen Award.
I'm so curious as a team, you being the woman and the brains behind their operation, obviously, the fiery redhead.
I'll give you that.
When you hopped in the cab and then started on the road together, did you make any changes in the truck? Did you add any flair, as it were? What did you bring
to the
truck table?
Well, I was going to bring a lot of pink onto the truck, and Steve's like, no way, no, you're, nope, anything else but pink. Kidding aside, we work together as a team and we're really good. We respect one another. We respect our spaces. I usually do the cleaning, yes, and he does the other maintenance stuff that if I need help with as well. But no, we're a team. We work wonderful as a team, as a married couple, and it's worked for us. And I know there's other teams out there, husband and wives, and I wish them the best, the ones that are starting out.
Are there any rules sort of pasted up, like house rules, so to speak, on the road?
No, my only rule is when I'm in the driver's seat, that's my office, and he goes back to the cab, I like the curtain closed. I like my privacy up front. I like me being in my office and having my own space. He could keep the curtain open all the time because he says it never bothers him. But again, always, please, can you close that curtain? Because this is my time to drive. I can concentrate better and not have to think of anything else except for what I'm doing out on the road, being safe.
Well, you opened the door to another area of conversation here. And as I mentioned with Steve, I kind of listen and then I kind of maybe pull one word out of something. One of the words I pulled out with Steve's conversation was lonely. And that's kind of why he talked you into this. So let's go back to folks starting out. As a team, you think, oh yeah, well, we've been married for a long time. We know how to get along and we just do fine. But now all of a sudden you're in this box. And you're literally within arm's reach of somebody, in a sense, 24/7. So you have to set up some parameters, some rules, some job descriptions so you're doing your thing. Is that one of the first things you guys kind of laid out, or did you kind of find that out the hard way, in a sense?
I think we gradually got to know where our spaces are, what we both like, and it's called respect again. He's got his space, I have mine. When he's driving, we make sure that if the radio's on, to have it at a lower level. So if someone's in the back sleeping, if I get out of the truck, if the curtain's closed, I know he's back there. If it's open and I don't see boots or anything in the passenger side, then I know he's out of the truck. So you get to know each other so well.
In 50 years of broadcasting, I can't tell you how many times we've gotten a call from a husband or a wife saying, she left me behind, I'm at the truck stop, can you put out a call to Joe Blow to come back and get Susie?
Yes, lovely, love that. Yes, and we have each of our jobs that we do. He always opens a door for me. I never open a door, even if it's the truck door going into the truck stop. He's such a gentleman, and I think he loves me being on the truck with him. I need a little more space away from him, so when I go away to do my ATA events, he goes out on the road solo by himself. He'll always tell me how much he misses me, and I could be gone just for a few hours, but then the next day he's like, oh, it's not the same with you not being in the truck with me. The days are longer. He has to take a 10-hour break with the truck not moving, and we're used to sleeping when the truck is moving. So he has a little more harder time when I'm not with him.
Their words really go. You said you pulled the word lonely from Steve, and your word really respect. And your words really go together to balance each other out with a couple and a team. And it's just, to me, very inspiring to see. My husband and I work in kind of the same industry, entertainment, but different sides of it. So to see other couples figuring it out and figuring out the dance, I just think it's really awesome.
He's my huge supporter. I've achieved a lot, and he's not been a part of some of my achievements, but he's always been a great supporter for me. And I love it.
Tonopah, Arizona is where the truck stop will be named after you guys. It'll be the Gina and Steve, or Steve and Gina.
Ooh.
Have you figured that
or
one out
Joneses.
Yet?
Or the Joneses.
You know, Steve started me out. He can have the first, the
name first. Reverse alphabetical order.
That sounds great.
Congratulations, Gina. Very well deserved.
Thank you
and
so
it's
much.
It's been such a pleasure speaking with both of y'all today.
Thank you, and thank you so much.
Thanks for taking a ride with us on this episode of Destinations from Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. Our series revisiting the Mid-America Trucking Show from Louisville will feature more than 30 segments with interviews and features from the Dave Nemo Show and Dave Nemo Weekends. We invite you to check back with us on podwheels.com for more episodes of Destinations. We'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Destinations from Pod Wheels, powered by Radio Nemo. To subscribe to this podcast, just search Destinations from Pod Wheels wherever you get your podcasts.